Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. You know, I walked into the bank this morning. Now, I don't know when the last time I was actually inside of a bank. It has to be over a year. I do everything online. I had to go to the bank because I don't have a checkbook for my business, and I needed to send this lender a voided check. And he goes, yeah, just shoot me over a voided check. They're updating their files and things like that. I'm like, yeah, cool. I don't have a check. I don't have a checkbook. It's like, oh. I said, I'm sure I can go to the bank and just grab one. So give me a day. I'll leave my house. The only time I leave my house is to go to the grocery store and to play golf. And then, of course, you know, maybe pick up my daughter from school, a couple things here and there. Go on a date with my wife. But I don't leave the house very much. I'm not a hermit. It's just that I don't have a huge desire to be out and about. I'd rather be here hanging out. Like my house. Love my property. Playing golf, go to the grocery store, go to the gym, go to church. You know, I'm not ever in a frazzled state when I leave the house. Like, oh, I got to get somewhere. I got to be there. Like when I was going to work or something like that. But I'll tell you what, when I'm on the road, I feel all these people zooming around me. By the way, what's the point of today's podcast? I went to the bank. I want to share with you what my thoughts were about the environment I was in. But man, I'm out in traffic now. Everybody's zooming around, hit a stoplight, hit a red light, check your phone again. I work online. I don't even check my phone when I'm driving. Anywho, when I walked into that bank, I seriously thought I walked into a cemetery. The energy was a 0 out of 10. Bank tellers lacked any kind of energy. Then you look in the offices where, well, I don't even know what those people are called. What are they called? Bank managers? Something, you know, maybe somebody working on investments, staring at their computer screen, doing just, you can tell it's just like a death scroll. And I thought to myself, for the grace of God, there go I. I would be in this environment. And I remember that environment. Now, being in sales, it was always a little bit higher energy. That's why I recommend everybody go into sales. Just leave college or get your education and then leave college, go into sales. Now, if you're talented enough, you know, if you are a doctor, an attorney, engineer, things like that, giddy up, have a ball. You love what you do and we need more of you. But man, when I was in sales, it was still, you would walk through like the admin part of the office and it would be that vibe. But man, when I walked into the bank, I could not believe, like, it was completely foreign to me. I'm walking all energetic, pep in my step, 9 a.m. and I thought I almost had to dial 911 that I was in the middle of like some death scene. I'd call CSI. What? How did these people get to this point in their life where they looked miserable? And there's a message there, and the message is this: don't ever settle. All right, you don't need a job in an environment like that. All right, if you got to pay the bills, you can get a job anywhere. Okay, you want to work at a bank where there's zero energy, and you can pick 1,000 other businesses. I just happened to pick a bank because that was the one I was in this morning. But you can pick you don't need to pick a bank. You can pick something that has some semblance of energy that matches yours. But again, I mean, look, if you're some lab scientist, have a ball, man. Put the lab coat on and get the Petri dishes out and start spinning stuff around and look into the microscope. We need smart people like you. But I mean, the people that I talk to every day are like, man, this job is just draining me. This environment is just draining me. Nobody gets me. Hey, I get it. That's why there's been such a surge you know, over the past 5 to 7 years, especially since COVID hit, of people realizing that they don't have to be in the same four walls every single day, that this online world is just absolutely bursting and bubbling with individuals that are discovering a certain thing, a certain service, a certain talent that they can showcase online. And there's an audience, not just in their local community, where they would have to be if you went to a job every day, but an online global audience waiting for them. You know, hey, I would love to do business with you. I love that message you put out there. I think I need your service. But to think that you don't have that, no, that's the real crime. Somebody told you, and it planted that seed in you, that this was only reserved for, you know, somebody else. Like, they're smarter than you, or they got more experience than you. Somebody had to get started at some point. Not everybody showed up. Nobody showed up as an expert. Nobody just showed up and said, hey, like Elon Musk, hey, I'm now a multi-hundred, worth $200 billion. And no, even he had to start taking stuff apart, putting it back together. Now, granted, he's an anomaly, all right? Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, people like that, they're anomalies. I'm not even saying you got to be one millionth of a percent of what they are, whether that you're comparing yourself monetarily or something like that. But there's nobody showed up on the radar as an uber successful multimillionaire, all right? 80% of the millionaires in the U.S. are self-made. Means what? Well, they didn't have it. Somehow they got it. How'd they get it? I don't know, man. You'd have to go through every single one. But I think by and large, what you'll find is an incredible amount of passion for something that they really love to do. They built something. They scaled it. They found other people that believed in their dream. And they just kept going. And it's really tough to beat somebody that won't give up. You know, there's been a few times in this journey of my own where I didn't think about giving up, because I'll never give up. But I had thought about, damn, this is so hard. I mean, this is just, being a solopreneur is just, there's so many plates that are spinning in the air, and you don't know which one that you got to keep an eye on. And then as I really graduated towards the whole 80-20 principle, focusing on 20% of the things that are going to bring 80% of the results, it became very, very clear that I was sabotaging my own success, that I was my own worst enemy, that I thought I had to be everything to everybody. I had to figure all these different things out, and I had to be at this place and that place, social media. You know, it's funny. My wife said to me this morning, "Hey, how long was Facebook down yesterday?" I go, "I had no idea Facebook was down yesterday. I haven't been on Facebook in a week, I don't think." Well, let me backtrack. I run Facebook ads, and by the way, those of you who really pay attention to the podcast, you know I lost my Facebook ads account a couple years ago, got hacked, kicked me out as the admin. Somebody literally stole my business account and kicked me out of it. But I just created a new business page and started running ads. So that was a couple months ago. So I log in just to manage the Facebook ads. But I didn't know it was down yesterday, because I'm never on as a personal. I posted something about our wedding anniversary last week, posted something maybe a month before that. I have no idea. Point being, I didn't know Facebook was down. I didn't know Instagram was down. That was yesterday. Today's March 6, 2024, so March 5th we're talking about. Well, I guess it was this big whoop-de-doo going on the internet that Facebook and Instagram were down. Not on it. Don't care. Don't need it. Not on there posting, you know, posting and posting and posting. That was one of the things I gave up. Like, I don't want to be on social media. I'll do just fine with my podcast and running paid traffic. It's all I need. The rest of the time, guess what? It's golf, it's the gym, it's family, it's the things that I love to do. And you should do that too, things you love. Because when you do things that you love, you're just happy. You're just happier. So pick something, anything, something preferably that you really love to do, not you're doing it because you want to please somebody else. Drop 80% of the things that aren't bringing you any value. Focus on the 20% and get going. You know, and tune out all of the noise, and do not operate in an environment like I was at this morning at the bank. Just don't do that. Stay away from that kind of environment. Unless you really love working at a bank. I guess I got to put that disclaimer in there. But man, oh man, oh man, it got me jacked up. I was like, I got to record a podcast, because that was almost me. Like I said, for the grace of God, I mean, I almost ended up there, I think, for the rest of my life, stuck in that corporate just morgue. It's the best way I can describe it. It's like a morgue. It's like nobody alive. And there's so much life out there online. And it's not on social media. It's not chasing the likes. It's not chasing the followers and all that crap that people talk. Well, I can get you 1 million followers. I don't want 1 million followers. I don't want that. I want to be happy. That's what I want. I want happiness. I want joyfulness. Even better. I want something that's going to last for a long time. And I want to be plugged into my purpose, plugged into my passion. You do too. We all want the same thing. The difference is the ones that actually just do a little bit every day. You don't got to make a transformational change in one day. It ain't going to happen anyway, but transformation can happen after 90 days, after 6 months, after a year. My God, if you were to stay in this thing for 5 to 10 years, you wouldn't even recognize yourself, your life. It'd be completely changed. So start today. Makes sense, right? I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you smash that 5-star rating on iTunes. It helps amazing people like you find the show. Give us some love out there. All right, gang, say it with me now. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.